staying with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
I really wish you'd call me back. Hi there! This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I love you. And because I want you back. A couple things. First the humor, then the serious. I just, as I was preparing, I got an email from my friend Daniel New. You might remember him. He's the dad of Michael New, the soldier who got himself and had his 15 minutes of fame. He forwarded me an email from a friend of his who talked about a variety of security issues and included about how the importance of using a VPN. So I did send him the link to the video I did about the VPN didn't help. Because, you know, I mean, when you play with fire, you can get burnt. But it also humored me today. In a dialogue with the gentleman from Argentina, he's coming to Atlanta, and he asked about seeing me. So he appears to be coming to visit me at my home, my home office. So I sent a short blurb to my friend Chris and told him that I might have a visitor from Argentina come to my home because, you know, I don't get many visitors here. And so I sent it to Chris, and instead of going to Chris Prince, it went to Chris Bitterman, which I found most humorous, which, you know, he ignores things because, you know, I offended him, obviously. I scared him by talking about reconciliation. So you know, his entourage around him called the police to protect him because, you know, that's a scary thought. I guess that would qualify him as snowflake, which apparently is the popular term now for those who need protection. But I did call the state, we had a dialogue. And as I informed you via email, and I'll put the links in this email to the emails that, you know, from Sunday and from today, the state requires a lump sum payment. So, you know, I actually got a payment in today, and I was going to literally today start with the $333 a week. In order to get caught up at 50% faster than you know, the obligation. And if I do that, I will be in trouble in October. So, out of a blessing to the state, I'm not sending you money. The state is protecting you by forcing me not to send you money. Isn't the state wonderful? Maybe that's why the Lord wrote 1 Corinthians 6? I don't know. Possibility. But the money that was literally going to go out today is being held by me in order to accumulate it so I can give you a lump sum come October. So what's the expression? Bow down and lick the boots that whatever. And the other issue, I did put in the email, clearly, because Julia already has her second child, I should not be paying for her. George, the assumption is, and according to the state, without any other information, being 18, they will assume he's a high school graduate. But that has to be, somebody has to approach the state with that information. You're the one that went to the state. I will not go to the state voluntarily. I only go when I'm required, as was today. Therefore, right now what you're doing is theft, plain and simple. So please keep that in mind, and I'll ask again that you would take care of this issue and remove both Julia and, I assume, George from the list. So, You know, man's law apparently means nothing. You are stealing from me. You are denying what the law allows or permits me to do, communicate with my kids. So in man's law, you're not obeying man's law. And obviously, we've been over the list about disobeying God's law. None of that matters. What matters is the obedience to Christ that Christ calls to the sinner. He doesn't come to save the righteous because he couldn't find any. He comes to save the sinner like you and me. We are foul people and we need his grace. So if you're going to use the state, follow the state. But also consider the grace of the Lord. And the grace of the Lord comes to those who trust him. How do you trust him? If you trust me, you keep my commandments. You know, the 1 John 2. Commandments to reconcile, especially with the husband, as I've made so very clear. The one and only case where the more emphatic version of reconcile, the katalasso, is 1 Corinthians 7:11. That applies to normal man, not to Christ. And it's to the wife. It's to you. There's a lot of pressure on you. But the Lord's grace is magnificent. And when there's a man, your husband, the one you promised all your days to, trying to reconcile with you, trying to lovingly reconcile with you, I heartily recommend you take the opportunity and demonstrate to our kids and to yourself and delightfully to me your obedience to Christ. Dorothy Jane, I'm intensely in love with you. I will not walk away from you. In spite of what's happened, I will not walk away from you. I'm not seeking retribution. I'm seeking reconciliation. Because I love you. Because I think you're cute. And because I want you back.